Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get Lit Minute, your weekly podcast for all things poetic, poetry, and poets. This series is produced by Get Lit Words Ignite, a nonprofit organization that uses poetry and spoken word to increase literacy and empower young people. My name is Jasmine Minchez, and in this podcast, we focus on the lives, history, and works of classic poets and modern-day contemporary poets. Today, we're going to be talking about Jose Olivares, a renowned Chicano poet, educator, and spoken word performer. He was born on February 14, 1988, in the Chicago suburb of Calumet City, Illinois. Olivares is the proud son of Mexican immigrants from the town of Cañadas de Obregón in Jalisco. His parents made their arduous journey north to the United States when Olivares' mother was already pregnant with him. The family came in search of steady work in Chicago's steel mills, and Olivares was raised to appreciate his community's blue-collar values of resilience and hard work. He was an avid reader and loved fantasy novels like the uber-popular new Harry Potter series. Olivares' biggest childhood dream was to become a rapper, and as a poet, his work still reflects the influence of his favorite artists like Tupac and Common, whose songs are poetry in their own right. His deeply personal, revealing verses move with the rhythm of hip-hop, his first love. Olivares attended Harvard University, graduating in 2010 with a bachelor's degree in African American and Black Studies. He worked as a teaching artist in Boston and New York City after graduation before returning to Chicago in 2017. Back in his hometown, Olivares honed his craft with Young Chicago Authors, a weekly writing workshop focused on supporting young writers from his city's many cultural communities. He published his first poetry book, Citizen Illegal, in 2018 to wide acclaim. It became a finalist for the Penn and Jean Stein Award and earned the Chicago Review of Books Poetry Prize. For his debut collection, Olivares was inspired by Black mentors and artist communities in Chicago to use Afrofuturism as a guide for imagining a more hopeful future for the Latinx immigrant experience in his poetry. In an interview about the enthusiastic reception of Citizen Illegal with Andy Powell of the Paris Review, Olivares says, quote, "I wanted to make a book of poems that the people I love will be proud of. A lot of the poems are about my family, my experience as a first-generation Mexican-American Chicano, and I wanted to write poems that were not shameful, not ashamed. I didn't want them to look at the poems and think, wow, Jose is so ashamed of us, or Jose is so sad to be a part of us. I am very proud of my people, where I come from, and my community." End quote. With the release of Citizen Illegal in the fall of 2018, Olivares embarked on a press and teaching junket through 20 states dubbed the Gentification World Tour. For the poet, gentification isn't just the title of one of the poems in his book. It's a hopeful term that seeks to combat the process of gentrification by restoring community spaces to his gente, the Latinx people. He is a renowned teaching artist and has performed on famous stages across the country, from Lincoln Center in New York to the Miami Book Fair in Florida. In 2020, Olivares co-edited the poetry anthology, The Breakbeat Poets Volume 4, Latinext, with Felicia Chavez and Willy Perdomo, creating a space dedicated to uplifting the work of bold new Latinx writers. He won the first annual Author and Artist in Justice Award from the Phillips Brooks House Association in 2018, and a Ruth Lilly and Dorothy Sargent Rosenberg Poetry Foundation Fellowship from the Poetry Foundation in 2019. Most recently, he worked as the marketing manager for Young Chicago Authors. He also co-hosted the podcast, The Poetry Gods, with Aziza Barnes and John Sands, where they conducted interviews with poets and authors to take an engaging and approachable deep dive into their favorite works. Olivares currently lives and works in New York City. And I'm thrilled to say that today, we'll be sharing not one, but two of Jose Olivares' poems from Citizen Illegal, the collection's titular poem, Citizen Illegal, and Ars Poetica. We'll begin with parentheses citizen parentheses illegal. Now sometimes you have to scour a poem to find where its title appears among its lines, and you often won't find it there at all. But that's definitely not the case here. Remember how we mentioned that Olivares' poems is inspired by rap? In this poem, the title is the bass line, repeating over and over while the other words carry the narrative along. Those two words reveal the central division in the poet's life, and Olivares really gives them room to fight it out in this poem. This is Citizen Illegal by Jose Olivares. Mexican woman illegal and Mexican man illegal have a Mexican illegal American citizen. Is a baby more Mexican or American? Place the baby in the arms of the mother illegal. If the mother holds the baby citizen too long, does the baby become illegal? The baby is a boy, citizen. He goes to school, citizen. His classmates are American, citizen. He is outcast, illegal. His hellos are in the wrong language, illegal. He takes the hyphen separating loneliness Mexican from friendship American and jabs it at the culprit illegal. Himself illegal. His own traitorous tongue illegal. His name illegal. His mom illegal. His dad illegal. Take a Mexican woman illegal and a Mexican man illegal. If they have a baby and the baby looks white enough to pass, citizen. If the baby grows up singing Selena songs to his reflection, illegal. If the baby hides from El Cucuy and La Migra, illegal. If the baby, illegal citizen, grows up to speak broken Spanish, illegal, and perfect English, citizen. If the boy's nickname is Huerito, citizen. If the boy attends college, citizen. If the boy only dates women, illegal. Of color, illegal. If the boy, illegal, uses phrases like women of color, citizen. If the boy, illegal, citizen, writes illegal poems, illegal. If the boy, citizen, illegal, grows up illegal and can only write illegal this story in English, citizen, does that make him more American, citizen, or Mexican, illegal? I want to get right into how this poem appears on the page. Although performing a piece out loud is the heart of this podcast and probably Getlit's favorite way to share a poem, the way Olivares uses written punctuation here lends itself to a fascinating line of interpretation you won't typically encounter on a poetry podcast. Math. More specifically, I think arithmetic? Hear me out. In the title of the poem, Citizen and Illegal are each presented in their own separate lines of parentheses. The parentheses visually block them off from one another, but in math, they also imply multiplication, the product of those two things. Olivares was born an American citizen, while his parents are called illegal immigrants because they came from Mexico to build a new life without the promise of citizenship. The poet is a product of both of these labels, and this autobiographical poem is inspired by the tension between them. As Olivares goes on to pose question after question about which mold he fits into, you'll hear them pop up repeatedly, often functioning as dismissive shorthand for the complexities of identity that this poem explores. But remember, when you're solving for X and a multiplier appears in parentheses on both sides of the equation, that term, citizen or illegal in this case, cancels itself out. You can cross it right off. And the constant repetition of those words, in tension with the nuance of each situation Olivares proposes, makes these labels lose their power. The more they repeat, the easier they are to ignore. Next up is Ars Poetica. And don't worry, we're done talking about the finer points of multiplication. Instead, we're taking a deep dive into the history of poetry itself. In 19 BCE, the Roman poet Horace wrote the first Ars Poetica, a title which translates to the Latin, to the art of poetry. In the 2000 or so years since Horace published his thoughts on what it means to create poetry, many other writers have added their own two cents to the conversation. Here, we have Olivares' contribution. He's even followed the convention of borrowing Horace's original title to show that this is his thesis on poetry, what his art is for, and why its creation is absolutely necessary. This is Ars Poetica by José Olivares. Migration is derived from the word migrate, which is a verb defined by Merriam-Webster as to move from one country, place, or locality to another. Plot twist, migration never ends. My parents moved from Jalisco, Mexico to Chicago in 1987. They were dislocated from Mexico by capitalism, and they arrived in Chicago just in time to be dislocated by capitalism. Question. Is migration possible if there is no other land to arrive in? My work. To imagine. My family started migrating in 1987 and they never stopped. I was born mid-migration. I've made my home in that motion. Let me try again. I tried to become American, but America is toxic. I tried to become Mexican, but Mexico is toxic. My work. To do more than reproduce the toxic stories I inherited and learned. In other words, just because it is art, doesn't mean it is inherently non-violent. My work, to write poems that make my people feel safe, seen, or otherwise loved. My work, to make my enemies feel afraid, angry, or otherwise ignored. My people, my people. My enemies, capitalism, Susan Sontag. Victims are interested in the representation of their own sufferings. Remix, survivors are interested in the representation of their own survival. My work. Survival. Question. Why poems? Answer. And that's where Olivares leaves us. An open question that seems unresolved, but for me at least, it's an invitation to return to the top of this Ars Poetica, because the poet has already given us his answer. Just from reading the title, we already have the expectation that Olivares will tell us what poetry means to him. But he begins with the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition not of poetry, but of migration. He does not elaborate on the significance of stanzas, voltas, or enjambment. Instead, Olivares wants to tell us about his parents and their journey to the U.S., and how he owes his lifelong state of motion to the machinations of prejudice and capitalism. He wants to talk about what it means to be neither Mexican nor American, but to bear the weight of both cultural inheritances. So what does this have to do with poetry? For José Olivares, absolutely everything. It is his survival, as necessary as breathing. Neatly answering that last prompt, why poems, is beyond the point. If you're listening to this podcast, maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you are here learning about poetry and writing your own work because you can't imagine doing anything else. Why poems? Poetry is life itself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us on all things José Olivares. Make sure that you share this podcast with your friends and family members, and we will see you guys next week. Bye! Get Lit Minute is a production of Get Lit Words Ignite. This podcast is created by Samuel Curtis and executive produced by Diane Luby Lane. This episode was researched and written by Mila Frank. Blake Emerson is our digital editor and engineer, and our editorial advisor is Lauren Beebe. Special thanks to the entire Get Lit staff and donors who make this work possible, the teachers who use this podcast to educate their students, and to all students of life everywhere for tuning in and spending time with us today. If you want to hear more, check out the rest of our episodes on our website, getlit.org. That is GETLIT.ORG. See you there.